Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, it's Veronica Hendricks, collard greens and caviar food blogger. It is so nice to be back with you today. And if you haven't had a chance to check out my blog, please pop over to collardgreensandcaviar.com, where I have lots of tasty food recipes and some really cool food stories, because after all, I am a journalist. I am a food writer who loves to cook and write about food. I just want to take a moment to give a shout out to one of my very special friends and supporters. I want to give a shout out to Pat Prescott of 94.7 The Wave. She is on every day from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. playing some great sounds, much like the sounds you hear today that's from my little kitchen. But did you know that Miss Prescott has a podcast? Yes, indeed. That podcast is called The Lady Loves Sports. Mm-hmm. And she knows a lot about sports. She knows so much about sports. She is really into sports, and I just know that if you take a listen, you'll find that to be true too. She interviews some of the top athletes, former athletes, current athletes, political figures. She interviews celebrities, chefs, anybody who has a point of view and who has a story about sports and the importance in their lives. So you gotta check her out. Pat Prescott in the mornings, Pacific Standard Time, from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KTWV The Wave. Of course, it streams online. And you have to check out her podcast. This Lady Loves Sports. Well, I'm back in the kitchen. It's what I do. It's what I enjoy. It is my happy place. And during this pandemic, we've all been doing a lot of cooking. And I want to share a recipe with you that is really very special to me. You see, I love pasta. It is the food of my soul. You know, it's funny. I did one of those ancestry tests to see, you know, what my genetic makeup is. Do you know that I'm 1% Italian? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I am 1% Italian, but I am 100% in love with pasta. I can't tell you how much. It is the dish that satisfies my soul. I love pasta all shapes. I love all kinds. I love all sauces from pesto to cream sauces. And I just love pasta. So I'm going to share today with you one of my favorite pasta dishes. And we're going to get started. But you know the first thing we have to do. What is the first thing we have to do? We have to gather all of our ingredients. And this is a really simple recipe with just a very few ingredients. Now we'll need 1 pound of penne pasta. And you want to make sure that you've got some salt on hand, and I'll tell you why in a minute. You'll need 2 cans of fire roasted tomatoes, diced. Now, if you don't have fire roasted in your pantry, you can use regular diced tomatoes, and that's okay. But I love the smokiness of those fire roasted tomatoes. You'll need 1/3 cup of pitted Kalamala olives. Now, you can buy them already cut in half, and I prefer that. That saves me some work. So I would recommend you use pitted sliced Kalamala olives. You'll next you'll need 2 cloves of chopped garlic and 1/2 of a chopped onion. I have red onions. That's what I'm using. You'll need 1/4 cup of olive oil. And you know me and the heat. I like a little heat in the kitchen. So I'm adding to my recipe about 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes and then some cracked black pepper. All right. So simple ingredients. Very simple. This is a very unfussy pasta recipe. So I have already to my skillet. I have like this 12-inch skillet that it has a covered top to it. Already to the skillet, I have sauteed my onions and my garlic. Now, you saute the onions in olive oil for about 3 minutes until they are translucent, all right? And after 3 minutes, you will add the garlic, and you're going to stir that garlic around until it is fragrant. About 30 seconds or so, you will start to smell the aroma of that garlic, and it's like perfume to me, all right? So once you smell the perfume of that garlic, you're gonna stir in your Kalamala olives, and you're gonna get that nice and cozy, and you're gonna stir that for about a minute or so. So I've already got that on the stovetop. Now, while this has been sauteing, I've got a pot of boiling water here on my stovetop, and I've got pasta in it. And that pasta is actually going, it's boiling quite nicely. I'm going to just stir it around a little bit just to make sure. All right, because this recipe really comes together pretty quickly. All right, so I've got my pasta boiling. Now, the garlic, the onions, and the Kalamala olives are pretty well mixed. And you'll see the lovely color that these Kalamala olives will impart in the onions, all right? So after that, we're gonna take 2 cans of our fire roasted tomatoes, and I'm dumping them right here in the saucepan, or rather the skillet, and we're gonna mix those around. Now, everybody has one of those good old-fashioned potato smashers, right? Well, before this starts to really heat up, because it's difficult to smash something when it's really hot, I'm gonna take this good old-fashioned potato smasher. I love that music. And you're gonna smash these diced tomatoes into the garlic, Kalamala, and onion mixture, all right? So we are smashing that up. That is coming along quite nicely. All right. And you've got the heat set on medium. It's medium heat. So move quickly, because this is going to start to simmer here in a minute. All right. So I've got this smashed up quite nicely. Now to this, I'm going to add 1/4 cup of olive oil into this before it starts to simmer. Let me get that in here. 1/4. And it seems like a lot, but it's really not, because we are creating our own tomato sauce. So we're going to get that mixed up. And then, in terms of the heat, I am going to add 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes. Just put those right on in there. And then I'm going to put some cracked pepper right over the top of this. All right? We're cracking this pepper right over the top. Okay. So this sauce, it's a really quick sauce. It comes together pretty quickly. This is not one of those sauces that you simmer all day. I like a little pepper. You know, when I was a little girl, my father loved pepper on everything. And I think that's why I have such this love for pepper. All right. We have got this pretty much coming together. And I'm going to turn up the heat a little bit. And I'm going to let it simmer. Now, you can let this simmer for 5 to 10 minutes. Like I said, this is a really quick sauce, so let me go ahead and cover this and let it simmer. Now, be patient, you know, while you're in the kitchen and this is simmering and your pasta's cooking. This pasta's going to be done really soon. Have a sip of, you know, your favorite adult beverage, like I'm doing right now. Today it's Prosecco. a nice Italian Prosecco because I'm making an Italian dish. But let's take a few moments just to talk about pasta. Did you know, and you probably did, but did you know that there are over 350 different pasta shapes? That's a lot of shapes. This is according to one of the most noted references on the internet called Wonderopolis. That's what it says. There are over 350 different kinds of pasta. And those three kinds of pasta, or those 350 different kinds of pasta can be grouped into a few different groups or categories. One is the long pasta, like the spaghetti, the angel hair spaghetti or regular spaghetti. Another category would be the tube pastas, like the one I'm using today, penne pasta. Another is the stuffed pasta, like ravioli. And then there are other special shapes, like the bow tie pasta. But why do we need so many different shapes of pasta? Let me take a look at our sauce because it is starting to simmer. Lovely. God, if you could smell this. There are so many different shapes of pasta because they absorb the sauce in different ways. Makes sense to me. Now, the thinner pastas, like angel hair pasta, are really good with thin sauces. So that's why when you go to a restaurant and you order angel hair pasta, you'll have thin sauces on it, like a thin tomato sauce, or it could be a sauce made out of, you know, a cream, very light cream. Or one of my favorite is just olive oil, parsley, and garlic with a little cracked pepper. That's the kind of sauce I love on angel hair pasta. Or the thicker pastas are used for some of the heavier creams and the heavier sauces, tubes, and also the thick flat pasta like fettuccine, linguine especially. I use fettuccine when I make this Cajun pasta, which I absolutely have to make for you one day. But that's why we have these different kinds of pastas. Now, this particular sauce that I'm making, and it is simmering quite nicely, this particular sauce that I'm making for you today is kind of like a base. I like to think of it like the sourdough starter of pasta sauces. And the reason is because you can take this pasta sauce in a lot of different directions. For example, if you wanted to do like a puttanesca type sauce, you can use this as your base, but you would add maybe three or five anchovies to it when you're sauteing the onions and the calamala olives, and it will just dissolve quite nicely. And then you could add some capers to that, maybe about a tablespoon, and then put in your tomato sauce and then simmer that together. And you can use a long pasta, or you can use a penne pasta. Or you can take it in the direction that most of us have taken it into, like a very basic Americana kind of pasta. You know, the stuff that we all grew up eating, especially me. And for that particular approach, you can use the long pasta or the fusilli pasta, that, you know, that spiral type. And you could use maybe some dried Italian herbs. You've seen that stuff in the markets. And also some bell pepper sauteed in with your onions and garlic. And then my mom always added a teaspoon of sugar in her pasta sauce to kind of take away, you know, to kind of make it really mellow. And then for this particular version of pasta, if you wanted to add protein like a sausage or ground beef, that's pretty typical, and serve it with some, you know, grated Parmesan cheese. You know, that stuff in the green can that we all used to use on our pasta. You can take it that direction. But this is just going to be a basic kind of, you know, unfussy Mediterranean pasta. And it is just about done. And before we move forward on this, because that pasta is pretty much done, I'm going to get it in this sauce. I was thinking to myself the other day, what's the most unusual pasta shape I've ever made? That would be this pasta called the crozzetti. And it's a flat pasta. It looks like a disc, you know, like a very large $1 coin. And it's got this stamp on it. There's a whole history behind the stamp that I won't even go into. But for that particular pasta, I used it in a Valentine's Day post that I did a few years ago. And with that pasta, I served this lovely yellow bell pepper cream sauce with pine nuts. And it had some grilled shrimp. It was lovely, it was delightful, and it was very romantic. But this sauce is not quite like that. But this is a sauce that will make you wanna kiss your boo, not slap your mama. Kiss your boo, because they will love the fact that you have taken time to make your homemade sauce. Now, the sauce has been simmering, and we are ready to add our pasta. Our pasta is done. And like I said, this is a light, easy, quick sauce that comes together quickly. So the pasta is done. So what I like to do is I just like to take the pasta right out of the pan. I don't drain it. I don't mind a little pasta sauce in there because the pasta sauce actually will help to thicken it. So let's go ahead and get this pasta in this sauce. Yeah, here we go. All right, one more pound of pasta. Takes a while to fish it out. Okay, we have got all of our pasta in here. So we just stir this around, get it well incorporated. And like I said, this is one of those sauces, it's a light sauce, and it's got a lot of flavor. And if you noticed, the only salt that I put in this recipe is the salt that I put in the water to boil the pasta. I put about a tablespoon of salt in my water. And remember, that is basically your only opportunity to season your pasta. So get that water nice and salty. What do the chefs on TV say? Make it as salty as the sea? Yeah, because that's basically your only chance. So we've got this pasta in the skillet. It's nice and incorporated. Got that sauce mixed through. And we are ready to serve. However, I'm not done yet. Oh no, you know that I gotta kick this up a level, right? Let me tell you what I have done. Sitting over on my counter over there is some beautiful salmon that I have pan seared and finished off in the oven. Now I've got a pound of pasta here, and you know me, I like to have abundant ingredients because I cook for my family and I cook for my friends. So I want to make sure that they are satisfied when they have a meal at my house. So I have some salmon that I have drizzled some olive oil over and then massaged some spice rub into it. And the rub that I use is actually on my website, so you can check it out. Anyway, grilled it on both sides, finished it off in the oven for about 10 minutes, and it is sitting on my counter. So you know what I'm going to do with that lovely salmon I have over there? You got that right. I'm going to take this salmon, sitting here on this tray, and I'm going to put it right on top of this pasta. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm putting it right on top of this pasta. So we're going to place all of this salmon right on top of this pasta. Now, I've broken the salmon into generous portions. Just put it right on top. Now, some people say, you don't put fish on pasta. Well, yeah, we do. We do it in my kitchen, and you can do it in your kitchen as well. So I'm piling all of this salmon right on top of this pasta that we've just done. And now, you can add some fresh herbs, like fresh parsley if you want. Or you can add fresh basil if you want to take it there, all right? So we've got that sitting on top of the pasta. And I've got some fresh chopped herbs over here. I'm going to sprinkle them on the top. And we are ready to taste. So what do we have here? Let's take a bite of the pasta. You will love that subtle, delicate flavor this pasta has. And this salmon. Moist and delicious. Now, if you don't want to do, I'm going to eat with my mouth full again. Story of my life. If you don't want to do salmon, if you're a vegetarian, here's a great alternative. You can do some grilled asparagus. Yeah, I did that when I was traveling over the summer with my sister. We did this East Coast excursion, and I was able to cook in a couple of the cities for families when we visited. And one of the family members was a vegetarian, and she wanted a pasta dish. In fact, she wanted this dish because she had heard about it. So instead of doing fish, because she doesn't eat fish or meat or chicken, I just grilled some pasta, grilled some asparagus rather, that we've got from this organic food store. But I also, and then I chopped it and put it in the pasta. But I also put some grilled corn in there that we picked up from this roadside market, incorporated that. And that was a lovely alternative for a vegetarian. So make this pasta for the people that you love. Make it for yourself. Now, you're going to have lots of leftovers if you're making it for yourself. So invite some people to come by and take some to-go cartons, or invite your family or the family that you're sheltering in place with to come by and have this. Thank you so much for joining me in the kitchen. I really appreciate it. Check me out on social media. I am a huge, huge Instagrammer. So I'm at Collard Greens Caviar. So check me out for my journey with food, with fitness, with family and fun. And I got to take one more bite because it is dinner time up in here. And I will be back with another podcast for you in the near future. You've been great. Cook well, eat fearlessly. We will cook soon and we will chat soon. Have a great rest of your day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.